devilish details in school sexuality indoctrination bill. Here's something many Illinoisans don't know about the school sexuality indoctrination bill moving through Springfield and created by Illinois' premier homosexual and trans activist organizations, Equality Illinois and the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance, which was formerly part of the Gay, Lesbian, and Straight Education Network. This bill, which requires that, quote, the teaching of history shall include a study of the role and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and this state, end quote, also mandates the following, quote, no pupils shall be graduated from the eighth grade of any public school unless he has received such instruction in the history of the United States and gives evidence of having a comprehensive knowledge thereof, end quote. Did you get that? Leftists in Springfield, controlled by outside organizations whose sole raison d'etre is to transform the ontological and moral beliefs of Americans, seek to require that children be inculcated with leftist assumptions about deviant sexuality and be tested on them in order to move on to high school. Exploiting taxpayer funds and captive audiences of children constitutes the most egregious form of propaganda imaginable. This outrageous effort to use children and public monies to advance a leftist ideology must be opposed with the kind of fervor and tenacity usually demonstrated only by leftists. The bill also has a troubling section on the state's Textbook Block Grant Program. This program, which historically provided textbooks to public and private schools, including Catholic schools, has not been funded for the past 5 years. If funding is restored, and if the school sexuality indoctrination bill passes, private religious schools would either have to forego textbook funding or use textbooks that include material that espouses positive views of disordered sexuality, views that violate both Catholic and Protestant doctrine. If passed, the school sexuality indoctrination bill, also known deceptively as the inclusive curriculum bill, would require not only that K through 12 teachers teach about the roles and contributions of homosexuals and those who reject their biological sex, but also to tell students about the sexual predilections of these contributors. In other words, when teachers teach about the accomplishments of Sally Ride or the plays of Oscar Wilde, they would have to discuss their disordered sexual feelings and life choices as well. The goal of homosexual and trans activists is to use government school curricula to transfer the good feelings children and teens have about achievement to homosexuality and biological sex rejection. Teachers would also have to teach about the history of homosexual and trans activism. Because leftists have been so effective at advancing their ideology by falsely claiming that homosexuality and biological sex rejection are analogous to race, they are continuing with that false and insulting to blacks analogy by falsely claiming that LGBTQQAP activism is analogous to the civil rights movement and must be taught as such to children. The only other state in the nation that has passed such a radical and destructive law is California, which exposes how radical and destructive Springfield is. IFI is pleading with Illinoisans, including families that homeschool and private school their children, to contact their state representatives and senators to urge them to oppose this bill. Until such time as every theologically orthodox church creates a school to educate their children or provides financial assistance to their families who want to pull their children out of government schools but cannot homeschool and lack the means to send their children to private schools, we must continue to fight the usurpation of government schools by leftists. Due to death, divorce, desertion, or disability, there are many families in which there is only one wage earner who cannot afford private school tuition. Compassion for their plight and a commitment to stewarding how our taxes are used should lead Christians to actively oppose this bill with all its devilish details. One final note about the dishonesty of the names of the organizations that created this legislation. They are about neither equality nor safety. Equality demands that we treat like things alike. Homosexuality is not like heterosexuality, and it's not like race. And safety, as virtually everyone knows by now, has been redefined by homosexuals and those who masquerade as the opposite sex to mean absence of the expression of beliefs with which they disagree.